This is Dr. Chabra registering addendum note in patient James Edson, EDSON. He had a procedure done on August 15, 2022. The addendum has been done on August 16, 2022. Patient called our antigen service in the morning today on August 16, 2022, about 7:30 a.m. when he's complaining of a headache that he had all night last night. So I called the patient back on his number. James Mark Edson. So I talked to him on the phone, asked him about his headache. He woke up in the middle of the night with a severe headache. He took Tylenol, he took Furoset, and has not really had improved much. But I asked, he denies nausea, abdominal pain. He's able to tolerate the solid food yesterday after the colonoscopy. He denies any fever, lightheadedness, or any other GI symptoms. So my assessment was, I told him it's less likely a colonoscopy report. I reviewed the colonoscopy report. His colonoscopy was basically uneventful. It was just some hemorrhoids, otherwise negative colonoscopy. No polypectomies or no other intervention done, other than just the colonoscopy. So I told him that less likely headache related to the colonoscopy. It could be multiple reasons, but since the headache was severe and unyielding, so I told the patient to come to the nearest emergency room or ER as soon as possible. For further evaluation, it could be rule out subarachnoid hemorrhage, any other reason for the headaches. He said, patient told me that he had a primary care appointment today at 1 p.m., which is August 16, 2022. But I told him that, because I talked to him in the morning, 7:45, so I told him it will be 5-6 hours from now. But since he's having excruciating pain, he needs to go to the emergency room as soon as possible, get himself assessed and evaluated accordingly. That it will include, probably will include the vital signs evaluation, the blood pressure evaluation, the neurological examination, and then most likely a CT head for further evaluation of the severe headache. He understands well and agrees with plan. I again emphasized him a few more times that he needs to go to the emergency room as soon as possible today to take care of his problem urgently. Patient agreed with my plan. And then after the patient, I told him that after that he needs to return. He needs to turn back to us with his ER visit, and we'll have a follow with him. End of petition. Please send the copy to patient primary care provider, and copy Dr. Padamsetti. Day of this consultation, telephone consultation was August 16, 2022. Day of dictation, August 16, 2022, and day of dictation, August 16, 2022. Thanks.